ओम शांति। सो टुडेज टॉपिक इज पावर ऑफ दृष्टि। अर्लियर वी हैड अ टॉपिक गॉड्स दृष्टि एंड डॉक्टर हिना एक्सप्लेन इट वेरी ब्यूटिफुली एंड टुडेज टॉपिक इज पावर ऑफ दृष्टि। सो नॉर्मली व्हेन वी से दृष्टि वी कंसिडर इज एट फिजिकल विजन आवर आईज। सो वॉट एवर देर इज in our mind or whatever our brain looks through our eyes, that is we call it as vision and drishti. So our brain only let us see what we see, a projection information of our limited ideas. So if we say that this is a white color, so how do we say that this is a white color? Because we have that information, this is a white color. If we have the information this is red color, we will say it this is a red color. So we when we see two other thing, so we see as whatever information we have, we look in that way and we say that this thing is like this only. So drishti, what is drishti? Drishti is a medium from which we express our feeling, just as an infant cannot speak a single word, but when his mother talk to him, he understand what his mother is saying to him, means that love and affection, that care, he can understand. And the mother also understand that children and child's or that infant's language through his eyes only. So in drishti, in English it is said vision. So this drishti is a technique for removing ignorance that obscures this true vision. This is a technique that allows us to see the divinity everywhere. What is inside, when we give drishti, so we don't look at the person's physical eyes only. We see the divine qualities of that soul, and we look at that soul with that particular vision, with that particular attitude only. So it is a technique to see the divinity of the other person. Yogis seek to view an inner reality, not what is normally visible. So our drishti also changes because of whatever, sometimes only the yogis have this drishti of see the divinity, the inner beauty, the inner reality, but the other person, they don't see what is there inside, what is the divinity there. They just look at the person with that whatever is visible there, or something, whatever their prejudice for that person, their opinions for that person, and they look at that person in that way only. Our eyes, when our mind is distracted, our vision is also distracted. So what the yogis do, they just concentrate their mind, focus their attention, and then only they can see the inner beauty and inner reality of that person, the other person. So in Laukik also we see that some person's vibrations are negative and some person's attitude is wrong for other person. Then we say that this person's drishti is not good. This person's drishti is very bad, and because of that, this person look at me with that vision, so something wrong happened with me. This is nazar lagi, it's said in Hindi. So what is that nazar lagi means? Whatever vibration, because whatever is inside, we express through our eyes only, our face only. So it is said that face is the index of mind. So what is whatever going is in our mind is expressed through our eyes. So eyes is the medium to express our love, affection, our feelings. Means when we are angry, we are disagree, we are angry, we have love, we have affection, we have fear. Whatever is inside, we express it through eyes. That is drishti. We can change. We can see what is his drishti. Dadi Chanki ji always say that yogi ki drishti mahasukhkari. So yogi's drishti is very pleasant. It gives so much happiness and pure love to others. Because whatever inside we radiates through our eyes, through our drishti. And secondly, what are we have feelings for other, that is Shubhavna, Shubhkamna and all. So though we relate, we give vibrations of the vibrations, but all that things reflects through our eyes only. Dadi always say, differentiate many things, that kami ki drishti means the krodhi ki drishti. The all are drishtis are different because that reflects from their eyes, and so the eyes gets changes. That is, the lustful person have different kind of drishti. The angry person has different kind of drishti. The greedy person has different kind of drishti. So everything is it expresses through the drishti. So here we know in our scriptures we learn, we know many examples are there. So one of the example is Sanjaya in Mahabharata. So he got the divya drishti, divine vision from the Lord Krishna, because Dhritarashtra could not able to go in the Kurukshetra and in the battlefield, and he cannot see whatever is going on there. So Lord Krishna give Sanjaya the divine drishti, and because of that he could listen and see what is going on the battlefield, and he was relating to the Dhritarashtra. Second example is of Mahabharata only, the Ambika and Ambalika. When they were married with Chitravirya and Vichitravirya, they were unable to give birth to the child. So what happened, they were seeking for a child, and then Vyas come to them, and he just gave a powerful drishti. Because of his tapasya, he was a very powerful vision, drishti, and he gave a drishti to them and they got the child. It's one second example. The third one is the Sati Anusaya. So Brahma, it is said that Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, they want to taste the purity and chastity of Sati Anusaya. So they went to her and asked them that as they were her guests. So she said that you are my guest and I want to you must have food to our house. Then they said we want to see you naked. So then she said, how it is possible? Then she asked her husband Kashyap. Then she said, how it is possible, how can I go naked before them? Because they want to test her chastity and purity. So they asked her so. Her husband Kashyap Muni said that you can go because they are the deities. No problem. So she said, I won't go before them. So then she had a big trouble how it will be possible. So then what happened? Because of her purity and chastity, she gave them the drishti and she turned them into a small babies. And then she feed them. And then they got wondered because of her purity, to see her chastity and purity. So this is also the wonder of the drishti. And another example is when Shankar was doing tapasya. These are all the examples of scriptures. Shankar was doing tapasya and Kamdev and Rati, they wanted to distract and disturb his tapasya. So what they did? They went before him and they started dancing. So much time they danced, and once what happened? His tapasya gets disturbed and he get angry. He didn't come under their impression, but he got angry, and then he opened his eyes, he gave them drishti and they burnt out. So this is also one of the example of powerful drishti from the scriptures. And we all know that peacock and peahen, we know their example. So they never indulge into vices. When they want to give birth to a child, the peacock dance a lot, and then he gives drishti to the peahen, and tears come out of peacock's eyes, and a bee hen drink that drop of tear, and she gave a birth to the child. So these are the examples of drishti in scriptures. So what is drishti actually? In Baba's Gyan, we have a lot of importance of drishti. So when we finish our 7 days course, after that it has been taught us to give take drishti from the our seniors, or when you are sitting in yoga, take drishti. And afterwards also it has been taught to us that to give drishti also. So what is drishti? To give drishti or to take drishti? So drishti means to focus our attention to the particular thoughts, powerful thoughts, make powerful thoughts and focus our attention there, and then it creates that energy. And when we that energy, when we transmit and transfer to others, it means to give drishti. So we have a lot of importance of giving and taking drishti. Even if whenever we consume any food or we drink any water, tea or whatever, it is our custom to first to give drishti and then to consume it. Why? Because no matter how much pure the food we are consuming here, but still when we give drishti, it is the nature of the nature to absorb the vibrations very fast. So when we give the drishti to that particular food and drinks, then it immediately absorbs that pure vibrations, and then it will become more pure and more nutritive, powerful food for us, food and drink also. So for this drishti, we need to have the soul conscious state. We need to do lot of tapasya, but for that tapasya also we need soul conscious state. When we are we practice soul conscious state, the more our stage become powerful. And for that also we can stabilize in some higher consciousness. When we give drishti to others, what happens? That time we are in soul conscious state, and that time we also in some of the higher conscious, the elevated thoughts. And when we are focused on that particular higher conscious or that swaman or that elevated thought, and the same vibrations and reflects through our drishti, and that power transmit to other person. So whenever we take drishti from our seniors, the elders, dadis, and so we get we feel so much powerful. In fact, many times we have seen that we have some of the thought in our mind, or some good desire in our mind, good wish is in their mind, and when we go in front of the dadis, take drishti, and that thought immediately fulfills. So one of the example is Jagdish Bhai's example. One sister was there, and she was very much frustrated that she was not having the experience of soul conscious state. She said, "From so long time, I am doing meditation, and I am not able to experience that stage." She was in Pandavur only when she related somewhere. So she was saying that what to do, and she was very much disturbed. And immediately that time Jagdish Bhai was crossing through the history hall, and she met him there only, and she just said Om Shanti Bhai Sir. And Bhai Sir also and she said that I want drishti from you. So as he gave her drishti, immediately she felt soul conscious. What is soul conscious stage? So because his stage was so much powerful, he gave that powerful drishti to that sister, and she experienced that soul conscious state. Another example I remember that when our yagya started, Baba used to give drishti, Brahma Baba used to give drishti to all the children, whosoever were present there, Baba used to give them drishti. And when Baba used to give drishti, that time immediately they took Baba's drishti, and they immediately go into trance. And some of them used to see the Lord Krishna. through Baba. So it is the power of drishti. And second thing is Mama's example, we all know. When Mama was in one of our centers, so one of the person who is very much opposite to Brahma Kumaris, and he said he had very bad drishti and vritti for the sisters. So he wanted to meet Mama, and he had that he went there with that lustful drishti. So whenever he was climbing the steps, Mama immediately caught his vibrations, that he is coming with these vibrations, and then Mama become the embodiment of Shakti Swarup, Kali Swarup. And as soon as he entered the room where Mama was sitting, Mama gave him such a powerful drishti. He immediately had the vision that she is not a common lady, but she is the Kali Mata. And he got surrendered to her, surrendered at her feet, and beg pardon and seek sorry, that I am sorry, I had very bad vision for you, but you are deity. And so then Mama pardoned him. This is also the power of drishti. And another example, Dadiji, when Sant Sammelan, first time Sant Sammelan was here, all Sants came to here, and they said that they already told them that we have so many demands, we want separate kitchen, we won't eat your food and all. So Dadi agreed with them and said, I will give every facility to you, whatever you want. But when they came, Dadi gave them a grand welcome, and Dadi gave them very much powerful drishti. And after that they went to Baba's room, they sat there, and they got such nice drishti from Dadi and Baba also, from that photo. They got such nice drishti, and afterwards they say that we don't want to, we will not cook our separate food, we will eat whatever you will cook. So this is the power of drishti. And another example of, practical example of Dadiji. So once there was one brother and sister, surrender sister and brother. The students, a lot of complaint against them. So they came here, and the students were so much harassed by them. Then because of their complaint, Dadi asked them to come to her. Then Dadi said that, what happened? These complaints are against you, and what you are doing there? So they said, no Dadi, we are not doing like this, like this, like this, like this. So Dadi wanted that they should speak true before Dadi. But they were just giving them some vague answers, and they want to try distract Dadi's mind. So then Dadi comes in her form, Dadi's form. And then Dadi gave them a very powerful drishti, and they said, now you speak truth. So then they started to speak the truth, little little. So first they said, they again said, Dadi said nothing to them, just only said, you speak truth. Again you speak truth. And slowly, 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 they started speaking truth, and lastly, they told all this, whatever happened there. So this is the power of drishti. I missed one point, that in Laukik, the people do tratak. You all know, I think. So what is tratak? They focus their attention, their drishti to one particular object, and then they get that power to them. Even in, there are so many types of tratak, and even if hypnotism, what is that hypnotism? Because they just focus, they give the drishti to other person and mesmerize them. This is also a power of drishti, and because of this power of drishti, we can spray, we can radiate, we can give that vibrations through our drishti, or peace, happiness, and purity, good feelings and vibrations. As Sakash also we give through our drishti only. So Baba says that there should be in your eyes, there always be, in one eye there is mukti and another eye is jivan mukti. Means you always have that intoxication and that smriti, that we have to go to the land of liberation, and afterwards we have to go in the land of liberation in life. So when we have that all the time, if we have that remembrance or that memory all the time, so the people will have different type of vision from our drishti. So at the end, Baba says that at the end of this kalpa, Baba has come giving you all this knowledge, giving you drishti, and at the end time, you will not have time to give 7 days course to the people. They will not be ready and they will be unable, they will so weak, so they can't listen knowledge from you. So that time what you have to do? You have to just catch their vibrations, what they exactly want, and then you have to, they even won't ask you that we want peace, we want happiness, we want purity, they won't ask. They will just come before you and will cry. So you have to catch their vibrations and give accordingly whatever they want. If somebody came, just as we say that if somebody is thirsty and you give them 36 types of food, so they will not be satisfied. They want that time, they are thirsty, but that time they want water only. So in the same way, when the souls will come in front of you, that time if they want peace and you are giving them the vibrations of happiness through your drishti, they won't be satisfied and they will then attack you. So that time we have to catch whatever their vibrations are, whatever their wishes, whatever their desires, and you have to give that thing only through your drishti and fulfill their desires. So this is the power of drishti, and with the power of drishti we get the unlimited vision, because we see the inner beauty or inner what is behind the curtain. What is behind the curtain is what is not, we don't see the body, but we see the soul, and through we see the soul and give that thing only to that person. So our vision become unlimited. One thing is there, beauty, it is said that beauty lies in the eyes of the beholders. So what we have to see, the soul, and soul, when we see the soul, we can see only the qualities of the soul, and when we see the qualities of the soul, when we are already soul conscious, then only we can see the qualities of the soul, and with that vision we have very good wishes for all the souls. So this is the power of drishti. Om Shanti.